From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 16th day of May, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 79 degrees. It will be breezy with a west wind at 6 to 11 miles an hour, increasing to 16 to 21 miles an hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 36 miles an hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low around 44 and a northwest wind at 6 to 14 miles an hour with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. We'll take a good look at the weekend forecast in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. The candidate forum for Cairo-Durham took place last night. Candidates for election to the Cairo-Durham Central School District School Board participated in a forum last night in the community room at the Cairo Library. The event was co-sponsored by the Mid-Hudson chapter of the League of Women Voters and WGXC 90.7 FM with a live FM broadcast. Dennis Burke, Peter Byrne, Beatrice Claplin, Greg Corner Fox, and Gary Warner gave opening and closing statements and answered questions submitted from some 30 to 40 audience members for about 90 minutes. Fawn Potash from the League of Women Voters hosted, and Heather Mossman kept time. There are three seats to win in this election, with Thomas Plank not seeking a return to the board. The discussion focused mostly on the Cairo-Durham Elementary School's realignment, or what was once called the Princeton Plan. Both incumbents said the plan to keep both Cairo and Durham schools open and bus children from all over the district to both schools was the best way forward and something that could not be stopped, while the challengers opposed the plan and would like to see it averted. The school district was also recently named as a focus district by the state, according to the Daily Mail. These districts have students with low performances and or lack of progress in ELA and math, or have insufficient graduation rates. Candidates spoke on their plans to improve those statistics within their limited budget. Other subjects raised included filling school lunches with local fruits and vegetables, communications with parents, and conflict management. Hours before the forum, the school district announced that the Cairo-Durham High School Participation in Government class would be hosting the Board of Education Meet the Candidates Night this Friday. WGXC will be recording that second forum and posting that audio online this weekend. In other news, Senator Kachik is proposing a statewide ban on fracking waste. Kyle Adams is reporting into Daily Mail that State Senator Cecilia Kachik introduced a bill on Wednesday to ban the transportation of hydraulic fracturing waste products into New York from out-of-state operations. In a prepared statement, Kachik wrote, and I quote, "New York is under assault. Tens of thousands of hazardous waste are being shipped here each year from fracking sites in Pennsylvania and other states. These wastes have high levels of heavy metal, carcinogens, and other toxic chemicals and compounds, yet they are exempt from the storage and treatment regulations which govern the handling of other hazardous substances," unquote. The proposed legislation would prohibit the treatment, discharge, transportation, or storage of the byproducts of the fracking process statewide. The new bill will go before the Senate's Environmental Conservation Committee. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. In our final story, the Hudson-Viridian agreement announced last week is coming under fire. John Mason reports in the Register Star that Hudson Common Council President Don Moore and Mayor William H. Hallenbach Jr. are defending the city's new wind energy agreement with Viridian Energy. The plan, which calls for the city to run on 100% locally produced wind energy, was attacked by Moore's political opponent, Victor Mendolia, at the Common Council meeting on Monday, May the 13th. Mendolia alleged Viridian's parent company is bankrupt and unable to deliver the savings promise, charges Moore vehemently denied. Alderman Nicholas Haddad also questioned the city's decision to choose the wind energy provider over negotiating a better rate with National Grid. He said, and I quote, "We have the latitude, given our consumption, to negotiate a very good number if we choose to do so," end quote. Hallenbach said, "With the projected savings of $40,000 a year, the Viridian choice was a no-brainer," end quotes. He said the city is very interested in exploring solar power as well. You'll read that full story in the Register Star. Victor Mendolia is a WGXE programmer. Well, considering the below-freezing weather we had earlier this week, the weather for this weekend looks just dandy. Today it will be mostly sunny with a high near 79. Look out for the winds, though, coming from the west at 6 to 11 miles an hour, increasing to 16 to 21 miles an hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust up as high as 36 miles an hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low around 41 degrees. Friday's forecast is for a sunny day with a high near 72 and north winds at 10 to 13 miles an hour. Friday night mostly clear with a low around 44. Saturday, a mostly sunny day again with a high near 74 and light and variable winds. Saturday night partly cloudy with a low around 47. We have a partly sunny day forecasted for Sunday with a high near 71, mostly cloudy Sunday night with a low around 50 degrees. And for Monday morning, back to work, the weather forecast is partly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:32 a.m. and will set at 8:11 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 39 minutes of sunlight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this 16th day of May 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.